Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony, and welcome to another edition of BNA Sports Talk. So today, I don't know why it's like I'm rushing today, but you know, I want to get a video up on the page. I'm on my break, so I want to make this a little bit short. Break from work, about 7 to 10 minute video. It's a range, depending on, you know, where this ends up going. But the Giants hired Brian Daboll. It's the guy I wanted. Joe Shane, we're now the New York Buffalo Bills. We're the New York Bulldogs and the New York Buffalo Bills. Hopefully they somewhat match. I don't know. But let me tell you some things that I'm like excited about and some things that I'm worried about and some, you know, coaching positions that I want. So we're going to start off with who I want the offensive line coach to be. No, just kidding. Overall, I mean, I wouldn't mind us keeping Patrick Graham. He knows everybody in that building, could be a little bit of liaison. But offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, that's what it seems like it's going to be. That topic kind of quit. But as far as Wink Martindale, his schemes are kind of repetitive. It'd be funny if we had Leslie Frazier, but you know, his schemes apparently are kind of repetitive. You know, it's not like, you know, he has that four, he runs a 4-3, he blitzes a ton, that's all he does. And now we have to adapt our personnel to that. Now David Ajabo would definitely help with that, but I'm a little bit wary about if we bring Wink Martindale in. I'd love it, but like it would be like a Wade Phillips to, you know, the Rams, that type of thing. I think I heard that somewhere. It's like, oh yeah, no, you have a, you know, new head coach. You bring in like a veteran defensive guy. Now Brian Daboll, I'm worried. My main worry with all this is, yeah, I don't worry about the play calling and the fact that he's may give up play calling to the offensive coordinator. I don't worry about that. My main worry is that what Colin Cowherd mentioned. He goes, you know, what the Giants, this, I already know what the Giants are going to do. We're going to go through a year with Daniel Jones, and then he's not going to be quite good enough because, you know, I think we're a little bit optimistic about Daniel Jones. Like, as much as like we meme about it, Giants fans, I think we're being that serious. Like, Daniel Jones is going to turn to Josh Allen, who I think is going to improve. But then he ends up being so-so. He ends up drafting a quarterback in the 2023 draft. You know, either going to have to trade a lot of assets, trade up for him, or, you know, you're going to have to like settle on a guy that you don't really love. And then you're going to kind of go through that. And that's already year two. And then year three, then that's the year where that quarterback has to go. And if it's not a guy that you like, he may fail. Now, Colin Cowherd mentioned that. That's a great point. The Giants have, I made a video about it. The Giants made, they have an opportunity here. They made themselves an opportunity, I guess you can say. Kyler Murray, no. Jimmy Garoppolo, he's leaving. Lance, you love Lance. With Matt Stafford and the Rams, that team feels like it, every single year they go all in. So when I wonder when that's going to blow up. Seattle with Russell Wilson, that feels like him and Pete Carroll is not going to work out. Aaron Rodgers, we'll go through each team. Aaron Rodgers, he's probably going to Denver, the different conference. Minnesota with Kirk Cousins, they're a 500 team. They're decent. You know, but you don't have Super Bowl aspirations for them. The Lions don't have a quarterback. You know, they have Jared Goff, but they don't have the roster like they did with the Rams when he was playing there. The Bears, Justin Fields, but that team is a mess. That team is a mess. No offensive line, defense. Khalil Mack is like 35 by now, probably. He's getting, you know, pretty old now. Not 35, he's probably like 30. But like he gets injured every single year, you know, and there's only so much impact he can have. He's turning into like a J.J. Watt. It is what it is. Then let's go to the NFC East. You have Dak. Okay, that's a team you should be worried about a little bit. You know, but Dak Prescott, we've seen his flaws in big games. Jalen Hurts, you know, Taylor Heineke. And then the South, Brady is retiring. You know, Sean Payton left the Saints. Sam Darnold's with the Panthers. And then Matt Ryan, who, you know, he's a decent quarterback, but he shows flashes of being really, really bad like Eli Manning did towards the end of his career. So the Giants have an opportunity here to really solidify themselves. And we can't mess this up. We cannot. It's not one of these things where you can mess it up. My draft position now, it's kind of hard when you have the 5th and the 7th pick. It's like, I really don't want to scout these like wide receivers. But, you know, eventually I will get like the motivation to start watching the Jameson Williams guys, these Olave guys. I don't even know all their names yet. But it's a gradual process. I want to see if we can get like a guy in the second round, that sort of thing. I want to create a draft board like I did last year. Kind of want to get involved in that just a little bit. We have 3 months. 3 months is a long time. Think about 3 months ago. It was October. So we have some time here. The Giants were like 2-5 or whatever at the time. But yeah, so I think I like Charles Cross. I'm not a Kwame Okonu guy. I'm going to say that right now because we would have to put him at right tackle and he's just learning how to play left. It would take him a process. You know, he's athletic. And then they say he's 6'4". He looks way bigger than 6'4". He looks like a 6'5", 6'6" guy. You know, reminds me a lot of Mekhi Becton. But if he measures out, I mean, maybe it's with the other players that he's playing against. But if he measures out like 6'4", 320, yeah, I wouldn't really mind it that much. You know, you have a road grader. Tyre Linderbaum, I'm hearing really good things about. But right now, I'd go up to Charles Cross or Evan Neal, one of those two guys, the pick five. And then I'm not too much of George Karloff, this guy. I'm just not. From what I see from him, he's an effort guy. Anybody who's really like an effort guy, you're kind of, it's like, okay. In the NFL, everyone has effort. You know, and you're not going to get away with that, because when it comes to the plays where you need to get a pressure, you know, like in college, some guys take plays off. You know, you're winning third, so you can get away with some of the things. But Micah Parsons, he would always get production in the time of need. He always would, and you go after tools and traits. That's why I like Devin Lloyd. I watched a film breakdown on him. He's a smart guy. I take Devin Lloyd. People were like, I heard the Talking Giants. They go, You know, get rid of Lorenzo Carter and then draft two edge guys in the first and second. No, we're not doing that. Like, yeah, we just get three wide receivers and it'll replace everybody. Yeah, you're assuming these three wide receivers are going to work in your perfect world where they don't get injured, they don't suck, you know? So, in the end, keep Lorenzo Carter, draft an edge, second round. I'm not sure the value is going to be. I may change that to, like, first round, get that edge guy, Ajabo, maybe Karloff this, whoever is going to be a value then. And don't forget, the defensive interior is also a spot we need to kind of keep track on. So I think this video is going to be a short one. That's kind of where I stand in the draft now. I like the Daboll hire. I'm high on it. I want to get a quick video kind of on the page talking about that. People are like, oh, I wanted Brian Flores. So you wanted Joe Judge, but wins a few more games. You know, stubborn, worse on fourth down conversions, can't figure out the offense. It would have just been Joe Judge, just the same thing. I'm glad that, you know, we went through the process. In the end, how I see, let's just mention it for a little bit, how I see the rest of the coaching things fall. I'm worried about Patrick Graham potentially going to like the Saints or something, but they do have that defensive coordinator right now who's apparently he's pretty good. Is it Greg Allen? I'm not too sure his exact name, but you know, the guy coached in for Sean Payton did a really good job, so they may just upgrade him. So there's a lot of pieces out there that Patrick Graham may kind of look for, kind of, you know, okay, what do we got here and there. The Jaguars obviously going to be Byron Leftwich. I think it's just worst kept secret. I'm not sure if it's a secret. I think it's just negotiating. And then kind of a short topic, Tom Brady retiring. You know, it came up all of a sudden. I think he's going to retire. I'm just going to believe all the rumors. I don't think he's going to be like, oh, I'm doing one more year, last hurrah, and then have like this huge 2B12 thing. I think he's really done. He said he'd play until he's 45. He's 44 going on 45 in August. And, you know, what's left for him to do? He retired on the top of his game. He knows the team next year is not going to be that great. And I think he may have a 10th head coach opening, because what's in that for Bruce Arians? Ryan Griffin, you know? What's in it for him? And then all of a sudden you have so many teams with quasi quarterback openings. So hopefully Daniel Jones develops, pray for his neck to be fine and everything like that. But hope you guys did enjoy this video. I gotta get back to work, but hope you guys did enjoy, and I'll see you guys in my next one. Bye guys.